Hey, this is Karina.
Hey, this is Brooke.
We are the Z-Revolution.
You're listening to
Sound Session.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Michael.
Hey, and this is Kevin.
And you are listening to another episode of Sound Sessions. And this is kind of a different episode. We've been trying to do some new stuff.
Yeah.
Kevin, I stumbled upon this amazing, amazing band. Because, you know, here at the station, we play a lot of music that intros and outros of our segments. And I all of a sudden, I heard this song called La Pastelita. And here we go. This is the D Revolutions. This is Brett and Karina. What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're doing good.
Awesome, awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. So you guys are a band from Boston. You started it up. When did the band start?
I started putting the stuff together. Maybe the first songs were written in 2013, and then near the end of 2013. I guess the first time we ever recorded together was, ESPN wanted us to do this, this big campaign with the song Yell It Out. A few years back, they did that whole rebranding with the da-da-da hashtag campaign.
Yeah.
And so we had to... we put together this song. Originally, it was just me, and it had sampled, cheerleaders off the internet, so we had to redo it. And then I guess Karina and I were first starting to date at that time. And, she happens to have a
beautiful... I saved your butt, Brett. Tell them the truth. I saved your butt.
Yeah.
So hold on.
I came over and recorded all of it.
So slow down for a second here, because how did the ESPN project even come about in the first place?
I don't know. They knew. I guess the guy recommending the music to that ad agency at the time, he was he had somehow known about us. I don't know. It always blows my mind when people know about our stuff. But he knew about it and used it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that for a little bit. The way that I stumbled upon your band was. I found it on Spotify because I was looking for some cool music. So I was searching through my Discover playlist and I clicked on it. Thank you, Spotify, for finding another gem. But how are you seeing that people are finding your music today? Like what's the most draw that you get? Like when people reach out to you, how do they find out about you guys?
I guess we probably right now at the moment we get the most plays from Spotify. Originally, a couple of years ago, when we first set up, we used to get so many, write-ups from blogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Karina keeps telling me to slow down, interrupting my flow here. just in the past year and a half, we put our stuff up on Spotify, and those numbers keep going up and up. So I guess people are mostly listening to us on Spotify now. Originally, we only had it on SoundCloud. But yeah, I guess Spotify now. And she's getting mad at me here. This is not good. we did a commercial in Canada, this brand in Canada, President's Choice. I don't know if you guys get that down in Chicago, but
I'm not familiar.
Used our song in a commercial a bit ago, and I guess we got a bunch of Canadian fans after that.
Right on.
That's cool. So, talk about for a second. You guys mentioned you were dating. You are dating. What's that relationship now? I mean, I'm totally new to you guys. Full disclosure, Michael. Like you said. So, what's the story there?
Can I talk, Brett?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh man. See, we're already
wow.
Getting the sense of it. Come on, Brett.
No, we live together. We've been living together. We got how long, Brett? Like 4 years or something?
Yeah, about 4 years, 3.5 years, 3 years.
Absolute bliss all 4 years. We're very happy, and yeah.
So still together?
Yeah, totally.
All right, cool. Cool. That's what
Live together, work together,
so,
share a room.
So were you both, like, how did you guys meet? Was it like a mutual music bonding, or when did this music process start?
I can tell you. Can I tell him? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a great story, actually. So I have a super close friend, Danielle. She's a neuroscientist. and she was getting her postdoc at BC, and she had to move. She had her PhD at BC. She had to move to Virginia to get her postdoc, and so I wasn't seeing her anymore and, like, hanging out. So one day I said, Danielle, why don't you make me a mixed CD of songs, and, like, and I'll make you one. Well, I didn't make her one, but she made me one, and her lab partner person made one as well for me. So I was listening to both of them, and on one of the CDs that the other girl made, this girl, another neuroscientist from South Africa, who I'd never met, made me this mix CD, and, like, four of the songs were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept listening to them over and over and over again, and I was like, I got to know this person. Who is this person? So after a couple months of, like, blasting it all summer, I looked up the lyrics and saw that the band was from Northampton, which is not far from me. So I got super excited and started writing to that band like a, you know, crazed fangirl. And it was Brett on the other side.
No kidding.
Yeah, we started talking on Facebook chat. Then
right
eventually he came. Yeah, eventually I got him to come up and, you know, play a show with us and hang out. And that was really it. I visited him.
But that band wasn't the Dear Revolutions. That was my previous band called The Fantasies that I had with my friend down in Northampton. And a few years ago, I think I wiped a lot of those songs off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why in hindsight. I don't know, maybe thinking that I was going to redo them as the D-Revolutions, but now I sort of regret. I don't know if you'd actually be able to find them. But the band name was The Fantasies. I thought that was a good band name.
It is a good band name.
Good. It's the best. It's the best stuff. So
yeah.
I tell people I met Brett online.
That's pretty wild. That's really cool. And you didn't meet him like online dating per se, but you through the online means. That's really interesting and really,
yeah,
really cool. So why did you guys choose to stick as a two-piece only? I mean, is it because you had the... Actually, now that I think about it, what came first, the relationship or the band?
Same time, honestly, right, Brett?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess originally, I know, you refer to the song Pascualita.
Mm-hmm.
So the rapping in that song is actually not me. That was another friend of ours, and he's only been on a few songs right now. You know that one breakdown part where it starts rapping?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. His name is actually Morimoto.
He's in Chicago.
He plays shows around Chicago
at
a film band. I think he just refers to himself as Morimoto, which is his last name. So
that
awesome.
But shout out to him, yeah.
The way you guys layer those songs is so incredible. I really enjoy that whole process. Is this what you've always been doing? Is this what, by the way, The Fantasies, awesome band name. I'll give you props to that. Is this what that band was doing at the time? Like doing kind of a layered process of upbeat pop songs?
I've always been a big fan of the Pixies. That was more...
Cool.
Straightforward garage rock, but I mean, I know what you mean about the D-Revolution songs being layered. My favorite part of songs all the time is just, you know, that one tiny little detail that you're like, wow, did that guy really mean to do that? How did that little detail come about? And I just try to fill the songs, a million little details like that. And I guess, it ends up in a messy layered finish, but
I'd say a more like precisely like surgery style layering. It sounds amazing. Sounds amazing.
That's good to hear.
Of course. You know, I did want to ask. You were mentioning a little bit before the interview. Where did the name the D-Revolutions come from?
I don't want to say I stole the band name from anybody, but I remember hearing that Devo, you know, I've always been a big fan of Devo. I remember they got that name from, deconstructing de-evolution. I just took that and went with it with the D-Revolution. You know, I've always been a big fan of the Beatles, and, you know, they got a lot of revolutions in their songs. So, the D-Revolutions, I guess when you look at it on paper, maybe it's hard to know how to pronounce it at the start, but
well, my whole thing was when I was listening to La Pascualita, I was like, oh man, this band must be, you know, like a Spanish inspired. So I was, that's why I came in hot with the De Revoluciones.
Oh, no, I like that. I mean, maybe that is how you're supposed to pronounce it.
What is this, Karina, world is music actually, or something? I don't know.
Who's creating this gorgeous beat? And then, yeah, but anyways, it's an awesome band.
Well, the cool thing about Pascualita is Brett wrote it actually about this. He, like, read the story and then wrote the song. Like,
oh,
I
wow.
thought that was so cool, yeah.
Man, very poignant.
Where yep. do you, yeah, so, it's like a Mexican fairy tale about, let me see if I can remember this, this bride-to-be. She was working in her mom's bridal shop. You know, they sold wedding dresses. And, you know, I think she dies or something on the night of her wedding. And so they just, embalm her and put her up at the front of the store, you know, after she's dead. So she, you know, to display the dresses, she becomes a mannequin. I think that's how the fairy.
Wow, that's twisted.
Is the story.
You know, I wouldn't gather that from the song, to be honest. But I love it. I love it.
So you guys are, at times, it seems, at least a little bit, quite a bit sample-based. What are you doing to kind of find these samples and set yourself apart from other bands that are kind of using sampling? Because, I mean, it doesn't sound necessarily like it's your typical sample-based band.
Well, I guess first of all, I mean, I've always liked, well, first of all, I'll say a good mix of the songs are, you know, guitar-based with us playing guitar.
Sure.
And yeah, and then some of the other songs are sample-based where we'll go out and find a loop. And I've always listened to sample-based music. A lot of times people use noticeable samples from bigger bands, and I always try to make it a sample that, you know, nobody's even heard before. So I guess to do that, I spend a lot of time on YouTube going, you know, you find, like, they tend to be older guys, you know, who are record collectors and, you know, have a lot of rare stuff, and they're just uploading the entire stash of their collections.
That's cool.
To YouTube. I don't even know how big these collections are, but every day at the lab, like, you know, 10, 15 new songs, they got thousands and thousands of these seemingly unheard, great doo-wop and soul.
Yeah.
But it's all over YouTube.
Interesting.
Very nice. Another question I wanted to know is, when I reached out to you, I asked, first of all, when you guys were touring so I could go and see you live. What is your touring process like?
To be honest, at the moment, we don't have a touring process. You know, we just we live together, and
that's enough of the tour.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we are going to probably in the next sometime later this year, probably do a bit of a tour, you know, with a drummer, the two of us, and then maybe one other person to make some noise.
Right on, man. Do you guys ever play in Boston?
No,
not as the D Revolutions. Karina has several bands she plays with on her own, but we've actually, be honest with you right here, we've never played a show.
That's incredible.
We've never played. Yeah, I mean, we play together all the time.
Sure.
We hurt ourselves, but
we did an open mic once. Remember? Remember, Brett? We did an open mic once.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Did it go well?
Yeah, we did.
No, Brett stopped playing. Brett, you stopped playing. You made us leave.
Well, it was unexpected. We didn't actually know we were going to do it. I was coerced up onto the stage. No, but it went well for a while.
Well, that's good.
That's a glowing endorsement.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we do plan on having a great live show very soon, and it will be. You know, I'll be on stage for the entirety of the songs and everything.
Well, that's good to know.
I suggested that Brett just gets a couch, and he can just sit there with the microphone. And when he wants to do something, he can. So he can just relax.
No, I go wild when I play live. I'm like Ian Curtis. I'm like shaking all over the place.
So do you guys have any tips on maybe some up-and-comers, or I mean, You know, you guys are still a relatively new band, only forming in 2013. In the grand scheme, that's not that long. But, you know, in your somewhat infancy, but somewhat still professionalism, do you have any tips from that kind of unique perspective?
It's just too loud when you talk in here, Brett.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was in the other room. Corinna, did you have something to say?
I mean, I don't like to really give too many tips to people. I think... I honestly think there's not really that many rules, you know. People can do whatever they want. If they want to get a microphone and record themselves laughing and screaming with a, you know, bass in the background, that's great.
Okay.
Whatever,
that's
you know, cool. whatever people want to make, I think that's awesome. I'd say it's been nice to work with Brett because our songs are so fun. Like, they all feel like good. You know, we're not trying to, I don't know. It's not like a rock and roll thing for me. I feel like it's just everything that we do, I love it.
See,
that's what other people do, you know?
Yeah.
That's good advice in its own because, you know, there are no rules when it comes to music, especially now. You don't need to go and start like your own like garage band and get out with your buddies, and you can do it all on your own with a laptop.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Yep. And this music is so much fun too. So just when I saw that it was just coming from two people, I was like, "Holy smokes." Like,
yeah, that's awesome. Very cool.
This must be the most...
Thank you.
I want to go and party with you guys, because if you guys are putting out this kind of music just from your brains, I mean, geez, it must be a lot of fun.
I hope so.
Well, right on. So, have you guys ever... We usually close out some of these interviews with talking about Chicago. Have you guys ever even been to Chicago?
Yes.
I've been to the airport.
Okay.
Oh. I have. My older sister, who is really kind of the reason why I'm so into music at all, she was like 15 years older than me. So when I was a kid, she was listening to Madonna and a lot of cool stuff. She lived in Chicago for a long time. She worked at NBC.
Nice.
And lived in, she lived on Lil Street, which I can't remember where that is.
That's Lincoln Park.
Oh, right? Is it?
Yeah, Lincoln Park. And she used to let me ride my bike from there to her office. And I was with her for like probably 3 weeks that summer. So that was one time, but I've been multiple times now. I love Chicago.
It's a good city. Another question we like to kind of wrap things up with is, what about guilty pleasures? Musically, you guys are putting out cool music, and you're talking about the Pixies and Madonna. And what else. What's a guilty pleasure you have, something you don't like to admit to people as far as music goes?
I'll admit anything.
That's the attitude to have.
What do you want to say?
What do you think it is, Brett? What's my guilty pleasure?
Oh, this is like a game show now. What is it, Brett?
I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing here. Brandon can go ahead and answer. I mean, I'm a big, let's see, what's my guilty pleasure?
I mean, I love the Bee Gees are the best.
Okay, that's not a guilty pleasure.
I know. Everybody loves the Bee Gees.
We were just talking about this.
We were talking to, who was that? Oh, Steve Burns.
Steve Burns from Blues Clues, yeah.
Yeah,
the Carpenters?
Love the Carpenters. Mm-hmm. Love the Carpenters. But that's not a guilty pleasure either. That's what I mean. Like,
all right.
Guilty pleasure, I like Britney Spears.
Temple Pilots or something?
All right, don't laugh at Stone Temple Pilots. I like STP. Like, for example, I like Fergie, okay? That song Glamorous is a jam.
Yeah, totally. But I love Metallica, too. Like, I love that
stuff. For sure.
So, I don't think anything's guilty.
Just love what you love.
Yep.
No rules.
Totally. Unabashedly.
That's excellent. Well, we are speaking to the D Revolutions, Brett and Corinna. You guys, you have to come to Chicago soon. Please let us know when you get here, and we'd love to have you in studio.
Okay, we'd love it.
We'll let you know.
All right, right on. Well, that's the D Revolutions. You can find them at the on their SoundCloud. You know, where can we find you guys?
You can find us on SoundCloud, SoundCloud/D Revolutions. But I mean, I get Spotify too. Just type in the D Revolutions into Google, and then I think all the options will come up.
Nice.
But, I mean, we have all of our stuff on SoundCloud for free download. We even have on our Facebook, we have free Dropbox links. And then, so you can download all the MP3s, or if you want to stream us on Spotify or SoundCloud. That works too, or iTunes. All the basic channels, I think we're on.
Yeah, right on. You know, before I let you go, I thought of one last thing. You know, you guys are kind of a like Kev said, it's like kind of like a new band, but kind of in same state of, you know, veteranism. We're glad that we spoke to you before you guys absolutely blow up. Do you have any records or like any 5-year plans going on? Are you in talks with some people to maybe, you know, start something big?
We're doing a lot of talks with ourselves. We do a lot of talking with ourselves.
Yeah, we try to put out about a song a month, and we're always making new songs. And honestly, I can never wait to put together an album. So I finish the song and then throw it right up on SoundCloud and Spotify. Then once we have maybe 12 to 14 of those, we compile it as an album. So, I mean, the people who find out about us a year later, they think we're putting out albums. That's what it looks like. We're actually just putting out one song at a time.
Genius.
Over and over and over. But I guess when, you know, we finally get popular, like you say, we will. They'll look back and it'll look like we put out some albums.
I think, if I can say one thing, I think, you know, in our future, I see us definitely considering, like, doing something maybe conceptual. I mean, cool. That's something we've never done, that, you know, something that's actually like a project, like a statement. So that would be fun to do with Brett.
Wow, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, no, we're gonna do that, definitely.
Everything is big and wide on the horizon. That sounded kind of dirty, but you know what I meant. Everything
we're just here to make good songs. That's all we're trying to do, put out some good songs. I mean, you asked if you had any tips for new bands. I just try to sound like what I would want my favorite band to sound like, you know?
That's
simply
great.
Put. That's good. Yeah.
Simply put. That's the D-Revolutions. Brett and Karina, go and check them out all over the internet. Guys, we can't thank you enough for joining us today on Sound Sessions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thanks a lot for letting us in.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram